1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Movie Tavern by Marcus. This new year, purchase a 2020 Ultimate Popcorn Tub. Unlimited popcorn for only $4.95 every visit for the whole year. Because movies never tasted so good.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show a man who does so much more than just dirty jobs. Mike Rowe. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I am living the dream, or something very close to it.
So you're going to have a go at podcasting?
I started this podcast like 3 years ago, and it's a little different than the normal ones. I actually write short mysteries like Paul Harvey used to do.
Oh, really?
On the rest of the story.
Sure.
Yeah, I call mine the way I heard it. I throw one up every week. I wasn't paying much attention. I really just write them to pass the time. But my producer called a couple years ago and said, hey, genius, you got 110 million downloads. You ought to take it more seriously.
Do you have one producer in your world? Do you have one producer in your life? It's not Barsky, is it?
No, but Barsky might make a comeback. There's a terrifying rumors that they want to reboot Dirty Jobs this year. We'll see what happens.
I saw one I had never
seen. There's a guy named...
I saw one that I had never seen before where you're chasing reindeer around up in Alaska, I think it was.
Yeah, Palmer, Alaska. I think about that. I still get cold. It was 20 below the whole day.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and the truck didn't run and all that.
I remember in the middle of that job, we were so cold outside that we walked into the freezer where they keep the food for the reindeer, where it was 30 degrees, warmed up,
yeah. And then, you know, you have another short series. I've been looking for it and haven't been able to find it, How Booze Built America.
It's out there. I did that back in 2012.
Yeah.
And, I mean, anybody who likes history and beer will love that show, but it's actually turned into a new program called 6 Degrees that I'm not sure where it's going to air yet, but it's the same kind of, weird series of connections through history.
Right. How Booze Built America is like there's booze in just about everything we did, all the important stuff.
Every single thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, including this interview, I'm sure.
So
cheers.
So what do you, the podcast can be any old, and you got a book with it too, the way I heard it.
Yeah, they're really, short mysteries for the curious mind with a short attention span. So it's stories you didn't know about someone you do, and you get to figure out who I'm talking about as you listen to the story. They're real simple, but for whatever reason, people dig them, and somebody said you should make a book out of it. So I started the book, and then they said, well, why don't you make it a memoir too? So now this book is part autobiography, part biography. It's my version of a memoir interrupted by true stories of famous people that I've never met. It's different, but people like it.
How many things have you narrated, Mike?
Roughly.
All of them.
Yeah, because you're still doing Deadliest Catch, right?
Deadliest Catch, when I hang up with you, I'm going straight into the studio to do the first 2 hours of season 17.
Wow.
They've ordered 17 seasons. Bering Sea Gold is in season 10. How the Universe Works is in season 9. And to this day, if you're watching a nature documentary about a wildebeest who's getting slowly eaten
sure.
by a crocodile
yep.
or a hyena, it's probably me telling you about it. And I can tell you it never works out for the wildebeest, by the way.
Not often.
Wicked Tuna, don't forget Wicked Tuna. I've heard you on that.
Yeah, sure. That's out there. There are a bunch of them. American Hot Rod, American Chopper.
Oh, right, American Hot Rod.
Yeah. But you're also advocating for the trades, too. Like, hey, there is an alternative to college. Learn a skill, learn a trade.
Well, that's actually why I'm on your show. I got $1 million I've got to give away between now and the end of March. I do this every year.
That's your scholarship program?
That's it.
Okay.
Yep.
You're preaching to the choir here. We've got a lieutenant governor, a former lieutenant governor, who is advocating for the trades as well. So we are well versed in what you're trying
of
to do.
The college schmollage movement.
Exactly.
Well, he should be, because we got 7.3 million open jobs in this country. Most of them don't require a four-year degree. They require training. So I set money aside to train people who want to affirmatively pursue careers in plumbing, steam fitting, pipe fitting, carpentry, heating, air conditioning, electric, welding, whatever.
Do you have to be 18?
And over 1,000 people. You do, because you've got to go to school, right? I mean, you've got to get some kind of training.
Okay.
But I don't care how old you are. You know, we have people go through the program in their 50s.
Mm-hmm.
We just looked around and said, you know what? I'm going to hit the reset button. You know, I talked to a guy the other day. He's 52 years old. He's still paying off student loans.
Yeah, exactly.
30 years before. I mean, it's an absolute tragedy. $1.6 trillion in student loans on the books right now in this country. And all these jobs that are open because we just haven't trained people to do them. My foundation tries to connect opportunities that actually exist with people who actually want to work. It's not rocket science, but it's harder than you think to give away $1 million. Believe me.
Okay. How do people get in touch with that program or sign up with you or find out more about it?
You go to microworks.org. My name, works.org. You click on scholarship and you fill out the application.
Is there a better chance that they'll be chosen for a scholarship if they say, I heard you on the Bob and Brian show, Mike?
Well, this year, that's the only way to be guaranteed to get money.
Excellent.
Bob and Brian. And I think Carrie is back there, too.
Thank you. Thank you,
Bob,
Mike.
Bob, Brian, and Carrie. And I simply had to apply. If you say that, you're a shoo-in.
All right.
Awesome. Thank you, Mike.
Microworks.org. Excellent.
Making labor cool again.
You can go apply right now. You can go to the website and do that.
Skilled labor. Yes.
All right. So you're gonna grab a cup of coffee in between this and your deadliest catch narration right now?
Why's it gotta be coffee? It could be anything. Nobody knows what I'm drinking when I'm in the privacy of the VO booth.
All right.
Saying things like January.
Then how about VO?
I might start the day with a sensible Bloody Mary. Why not?
Come to town and have one.
Yeah, come
sometime.
And visit us and have one with us.
Yeah.
Come on. We'll get the line and Kugels here.
Right.
It'll be
I'll
great.
See you tomorrow morning.
All right. Mike Rowe tomorrow morning in the studio with us. That'd be great.
Fella.
All right, Mike. Thanks for the time.
Anytime, guys. I appreciate it.
Mike Rowe. What's the website again? Micro Works?
Microworks.org.